school threat.
So many things were just rolling through my head.
There was kind of a tension in the air.
Extended detentions at the southern border.
This puts an end to the so-called catch and release policy.
Court appearance for suspect in mall attack.
She was screaming, "Oh my God, my baby." Someone threw him over the edge.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. 3 days from the 20th anniversary of the Columbine High School massacre, that school and others in the Denver area are closed after what police call a credible threat. CBS's Barry Peterson says the focus is on an 18-year-old woman.
The FBI says Sol Pais flew from South Florida to Colorado on Monday.
She departed the airport and went to a store where she did procure a weapon.
Officials say Pais posed a credible threat to Denver area schools and may be focused on Columbine.
Her actions that we have heard about from others tend to cause us great concern that she may pose a threat to a school.
Two things to keep in mind here. So far, this woman has not broken any laws, as far as we know. And two, because of the anniversary, law enforcement was already on high alert for something like this, which is why the reaction has been so vigorous.
Overseas, the rector at fire-scarred Notre Dame said today the cathedral will be closed for 5 to 6 years. France's president is aiming to have it open in 2024 in time for the Paris Olympics. CBS's Roxana Saberi begins our team coverage.
French President Emmanuel Macron vowed to rebuild the 8th-century-old cathedral within 5 years.
There's still some features that are
architectural historian Tricia Meehan told us the time it takes to restore the Gothic cathedral depends on the extent of the damage.
If in the end the stone structure has been compromised, that's a whole other ballgame because we're talking about a lot of hand labor.
So decades?
Yeah.
As France mourns, many people here are praying that however long it takes, Notre Dame will rise again.
I'm Vicky Barker in Paris. From where I'm standing, you can still see the scaffolding surrounding Notre Dame's roof, which was undergoing restoration when the fire broke out. It's work that often involves bringing flammable solvents and electrical appliances into contact with ancient tinder dry wood. And that's the lead investigators are following now.
An online effort to raise money for three African American churches scorched by arson in Louisiana has raised close to $1 million. A new order from Attorney General Barr says asylum seekers who enter the country illegally won't be able to escape detention, can't post bond or win release while they wait for their cases to be heard. CBS's Paula Reed.
The Trump administration hopes this deters asylum seekers from coming here illegally because now if they do, they will be detained throughout their proceedings. This new ruling puts an end to the so-called catch and release policy. So now thousands of asylum seekers who would have been out on bond will now be detained. The ACLU says it plans to sue the Justice Department, saying this ruling is the latest attempt by this administration to punish asylum seekers for seeking refuge in the United States. Now, this ruling does not apply to asylum seekers who come through legal points of entry, and it also does not apply to families because there are limits on how long you can detain children.
Well, there's a new twist in U.S. policy toward Cuba. We're live in Orlando with CBS's Peter King.
Steve, the Trump administration is expected today to allow Americans to sue foreign companies doing business in properties that were seized from Americans after Fidel Castro took over Cuba in 1959. This fully implements the 1996 Helms-Burton Act for the very first time. The administration has said human rights are a driving issue, as is Cuba's support for the Maduro regime in Venezuela. The European Union is angry about it because it could hurt many companies there. Steve?
President Trump has issued a veto to stop a bid by Congress to end U.S. help in the war in Yemen. CBS's Stephen Portnoy joins us this morning from the White House.
In issuing his second ever veto, President Trump says lawmakers have engaged in a dangerous attempt to weaken his constitutional authorities. The resolution Congress passed would have ended U.S. logistical and tactical support for the Saudi campaign against the Iranian-backed Houthi forces in Yemen. That fighting has killed thousands of civilians. It was the first time that Congress, under the War Powers Act, had sent such a measure to the president's desk. But Mr. Trump says as commander-in-chief, it's up to him to decide how to conduct foreign policy and direct the military. The resolution does not appear to have the necessary two-thirds support to be enacted over the veto. Steve?
Well, Nielsen says Bernie Sanders' town hall on Fox TV Monday drew more than 2.5 million viewers, highest numbers for any event by a presidential candidate so far. President Trump tweeted about it 4 times. court appearance yesterday in Minneapolis for the man accused of tossing a 5-year-old boy off a third-floor balcony at the Mall of America last Friday. CBS's Jamie Yukis.
According to a criminal complaint, the victim's mother said they were standing outside of the Rainforest Cafe at the mall when a man, now identified as Emmanuel Aranda, walked very close to them. Prosecutors say without warning, Aranda then picked up the victim and threw him off the third floor balcony. The child fell around 40 feet.
Everyone's standing around in complete shock.
Brian Johnson saw the boy's mother just after he was thrown.
She was screaming for everyone, please pray, please pray.
According to the criminal complaint, Aranda admitted to police he threw the boy and allegedly said he had formed a plan to kill someone at the mall the day before, but it did not work out. The next day, he allegedly said he set out to kill an adult, but chose the boy instead.
The child is hospitalized in critical condition. There is a chance for some severe weather today in the southern plains. WBBM-TV meteorologist Megan Glaros is keeping an eye on it.
Really anywhere from the heart of Texas stretching all the way up into Kansas will be our area of concern. Damaging winds, hail up to baseball size, plus a few tornadoes potentially today. Concern tomorrow will shift to a different area, more into the deep south at this point.
Well, shares of Sprint and T-Mobile tumbled in after-hours trading yesterday after the Wall Street Journal reported there are government doubts about the company's $26 billion merger plan. T-Mobile CEO tweets the premise of that story is not true. We're learning more about an incident on an American Airlines flight that took off last week from New York's Kennedy Airport bound for L.A. The jet hit a runway sign and light pole on takeoff. Pilots regained control but returned to the airport. No one was hurt. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert covers the auto industry for us. He's at a big event in the Big Apple.
The New York Auto Show includes SUVs in just about any shape you'd want. A small one from Hyundai, a new version of Toyota's mass-market Highlander, and Lincoln's new smaller Corsair. Lincoln brand chief Joy Filatico hoping to turn heads in a market used to high-end goods.
Well, you know, New York is one of the largest luxury markets in the United States.
Cadillac, meanwhile, bucking the SUV trend, showing a new mid-size luxury CT5 sedan. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, New York.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.